Welcome to the Ink Productivity Tip of the Day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's tip, here's how you can improve productivity by plugging energy-sapping leaks in your business. From Rochelle Isip. If improved productivity has been on your business to-do list for the past several weeks, then you should consider using a novel productivity technique tool or approach. While such improvements can be helpful in the world of work, there's something to be said for addressing wasted time and energy in your daily business affairs. Incomplete, unattended, and unconfirmed items not only are a physical drain to existing resources, materials, and staff, but also can be a wasteful mental drain as well. Here are 5 ways you can save time and energy in your business simply by taking the time to plug up loose ends. Confirm query status. Have you ever emailed, texted, or phoned someone only to hear nothing? We've all been there. It's just a natural part of life and the world of work. Emergencies pop up and crises happen. People get busy, become distracted, fall ill, or just plain forget. Are there any queries in your work that are still open or incomplete? Jot down a quick list of action items and spend the next 15 to 30 minutes following up with people. At best, you'll be able to move your work forward. At worst, you'll at least feel better knowing you made an honest attempt to get things moving again. Complete a project. Finishing a work project can be extremely satisfying, but it can also be draining, especially if you haven't fully tied up loose ends. Consider where there are still remnants of a completed project in your work environment. Even if a project has been deemed completed, it's worth taking a second look. Pay attention to chronic items or issues that are on everyone's mind but have yet to be resolved. Could you close out a client file, process a final payment, gather client and customer testimonials, conduct an internal work review, move project items to archival storage, or clean up computer desktop files? Close a door. Sometimes taking a literal approach to one's work can be the most effective. All that's needed are your powers of observation and a willingness to resolve a glaring environmental issue that's been staring you in the face for weeks. Walk through your office space, warehouse, conference room, common rooms, vestibules, entryways, and machine areas. Identify and rectify any troublesome issues. If there's an open door or window that needs to be closed, close it. If there's equipment that needs to be fixed, have it fixed. What if you cannot attend to an item at present? At least create or have someone develop a plan of action to appropriately address the item in the coming days and weeks so you can finally cross the items off your to-do list. Stop spending money on unnecessary items. Where are you potentially wasting money in your day-to-day work? This could be anything, including unused or underutilized software, subscriptions, materials, office supplies, tools, and services. Those current funds could be saved or directed into a different area or areas of your business. Conduct a survey of your expenses and existing products and services in your possession. Adjust, cancel, or remove items as you see fit. Respond to a recent request. You know those requests sitting in your inbox or those phone messages that have yet to be answered? Consider this your wake-up call. Yes, unanswered requests count as stuck productivity energy. Simply do what you can, where you can. No need to concern yourself with past mistakes or missteps. Remember, this is about resolving energy drains and moving things forward. Schedule some uninterrupted time in your calendar this week to answer requests. To prevent further request backups, schedule regular follow-ups or delegate request work to others. Above all, do what you can to keep things moving forward. Resolving incomplete tasks can be a welcomed mental and physical relief. That's it from Ink. Check back weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Eastern for more tips.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.